When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 810, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Happy Friday and welcome back to another Q&A episode. On all the other weekdays, I narrate blogs for you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. But on Fridays, I do something a little different. You send me questions and I answer them for you. It's my favorite part of the show because we get to cut through some of those nutrition and fitness and health myths that are out there. So if there's something you've always wanted to know or you aren't sure what's the truth behind some of these fitness or diet fads, send me a question. And in case you're wondering why I might be qualified to answer your question, I do have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I like to say when I'm not doing this podcast, I stay busy with my 3 other jobs where I serve as faculty at various institutions, one of which I serve as assistant professor and department chair. All right, enough about me. Let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hey, Dr. Neil. I was wondering if you could provide a little bit of insight into the value of multivitamins. I feel like I hear a lot of mixed messages about whether or not it's good to take a daily multivitamin. Some say it's recommended and others say it's just a waste of money. So if you could provide some insight into what the data says, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, caller. Basically, taking a multivitamin is like having an insurance policy. It probably doesn't hurt, but may help under certain conditions. Here's why. In industrialized countries like the United States, the abundance of food has prevented many of the common nutrient deficiencies that used to be so common. So the risk of developing a vitamin or mineral deficiency is pretty low. But we know that even with all of this abundance of food that we have, we may not select the most nutritious foods all the time. Sure, many of us have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, but we also have access to a lot of fast food and sit-down restaurant options. And let's be honest, many of the foods found in the local supermarket or even at your local's farmer's market are not the most nutritious either. That's why so many health professionals, including me, say that when you're grocery shopping, it's best to purchase nutrient-dense foods. These would be foods like the previously mentioned fruits and vegetables, of course, but also whole grains, fish, nuts, legumes, and seeds. Actually, let me give you an example of someone that might think they're eating nutritiously, but actually aren't, and may need a multivitamin. I've had excited patients tell me that they have switched to a vegetarian lifestyle. Sounds great, right? Just wait. So I'll respond, okay, so tell me about what you've been eating. And they'll say, oh, you'll be so proud of me. For breakfast, I'll eat a bowl of oatmeal with a whole grain English muffin on the side. For lunch, I'll have a peanut butter and banana sandwich on whole grain bread. And for dinner, whole wheat pasta topped with marinara sauce and a whole wheat roll on the side. Did you notice what happened to be missing from this meal plan? Vegetables. This isn't a vegetarian diet, it's a carbitarian diet. Vegetarian diets actually require the consumption of vegetables. So in this case, I would be concerned that the person isn't consuming enough nutrients to support optimal health. In addition to trying to get them to consume more vegetables and other fruits besides just bananas, I would recommend they think about taking a multivitamin to prevent any vitamin and mineral deficiencies. So if someone isn't consuming a well-planned, balanced diet, I may recommend they speak to their doctor about taking a multivitamin. But there are other folks that may want to consider this too. For example, young men and women are often iron deficient. On top of that, during adolescence, they may not follow the healthiest eating patterns. I know I didn't. In fact, if they were anything like me, when I was an adolescent, breakfast and lunches were skipped and fast food was the dinner of choice. So it's possible that they are missing out on other important nutrients. And during the stage of development, rapid growth is taking place, so it's important that the body has everything it needs to support this. So pediatricians may recommend that some younger folks take a multivitamin, or sometimes they'll recommend they just take an iron supplement. Then as we get older, we find that we aren't able to digest and absorb nutrients as well as we did when we were younger. Plus, we're more likely to have issues with our teeth and our taste buds, which influences which foods we prefer, and this makes our food choices much more limited. On top of that, we're also more at risk for developing chronic conditions like osteoporosis. So here again, it may be helpful to consume a multivitamin, particularly one that is specially formulated for older adults. Those that follow a vegan lifestyle may want to consider a multivitamin too, or at the very least, a vitamin B12 supplement and possibly an omega-3 supplement. This is because the form of vitamin B12 the body needs only comes from animal products, and the type of omega-3 fats found in cold water fatty fish specifically are different than the types found in plant-based foods like flaxseeds and walnuts. And it turns out the body prefers the types of omega-3s we find in cold water fatty fish. And then some folks may suffer from digestive issues like irritable bowel syndrome or IBS, or even things like inflammatory bowel disease or IBD like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. These folks may benefit from supplementing with specific nutrients like folic acid, magnesium, and probiotics. So whatever you and your doctor decide, just keep in mind that some of the vitamins and minerals you get in pill form may not always be absorbed. So there's the catch. Even if you do take a multivitamin, you may not be absorbing everything. Plus, you may be getting too much of certain vitamins and minerals, but not enough of others that your body needs. Now, when it comes to absorption, there are a number of reasons why certain vitamins and minerals may not get completely absorbed. First, our bodies are better equipped to pull nutrients from food instead of a pill. Second, the way the supplements are manufactured affects how the body absorbs them. Some vitamins are immediately destroyed when they hit the stomach because of the stomach's strong acid content. Others are better absorbed when you take them with food. For example, calcium is often found in two forms when you buy it as a supplement: calcium citrate and calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate specifically is better absorbed when taken with food. Oh, and calcium is also better absorbed when some vitamin D is present too. So here are some tips when buying a supplement. 1, ignore any misleading claims. Sadly, misleading claims on the packaging of nutritional supplements can still happen. If a supplement promises to be a cure for something, ignore it and definitely don't buy it. 2, take a look at the form the supplement is in. Omega-3 supplements should be enteric coated, which helps prevent it from being absorbed too quickly. Also, don't buy chewable vitamin C because vitamin C is an acid. It's ascorbic acid. And this acid can eat away, pun intended, your tooth enamel. And 3, do your homework and check for quality and purity. Look for one or both of these symbols on the packaging, NSF or USP. Or check out consumerlab.com and do a quick search on their website. To access their database, there is a nominal fee. But if you are currently a student and have access to your college or university's library database, chances are they already subscribe to consumerlab.com and you can access it there for free. All right, so the bottom line is this. Taking a multivitamin daily probably won't hurt you. It's possible that it may help. But of course, I'll sound like a commercial here. Talk to your doctor to be sure that it's right for you and be sure that there aren't any other specific supplements they would prefer you take along with this one or instead of a multivitamin.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for sending in the question, caller. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And the next raffle, if you can believe it, is in just 9 days. So if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that'll do it for this week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you, as always, for continuing to listen. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to try some indoor skydiving. Keep our fingers crossed I don't get hurt. And I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.